that, I'm Bill Wise. In his visits to different groups and businesses, Governor Parson said he chose not to wear a mask when he visited disabled American veterans, but wore a mask at other times.
I don't think that's government's role to mandate who wears a mask and who don't. I think it works perfectly simple. The business owners there provided masks for the employees. They want them to wear them. That's the way it should be. If you want to wear a mask and you go into business, then wear a mask. But if you don't, I don't think it's government's place to regulate that.
Yesterday was the first day of loosening the state's stay-at-home orders. Yesterday's severe weather across the Ozarks and southern Missouri prompted numerous severe thunderstorm warnings from the National Weather Service.
The storm system has left several thousand residents without power in southwest Missouri's Laclede County. MissouriNet Springfield television partner Color 10 reports Laclede Electric Cooperative has about 6,000 members without power. LEC says those members should be prepared to be without power until Wednesday afternoon. Laclede Electric Cooperative says there's extensive damage to its power infrastructure in the Lebanon area, including multiple broken poles and transmission lines. Brian Houseworth, MissouriNet.
The Bates County Sheriff's Office in western Missouri says one person died after storms caused a tree to fall into a home in rural Butler. The sheriff said the call came in around 10:30 yesterday and authorities responded to the scene. The vacation town of Branson has rescinded its stay-at-home order. Reporter Scott McCauley at our Branson affiliate KRZK has this.
While many attractions are still closed and employees furloughed, a light at the end of the tunnel gives some folks hope in the Branson Tri-Lakes region. The City of Branson Board of Aldermen rescinded their stay-at-home order Monday afternoon after a special meeting and have lined up with the guidelines issued by the Department of Health and Senior Services last week. The original order by the city passed in March was to keep the stay-home order in Branson in effect until May 15th. I'm Scott McCauley, MissouriNet, Branson.
Some Missourians confined for the past month might be ready for a trim. Matt Pilger of MissouriNet affiliate KXEO in Mexico reports some beauty and barbershops will be taking additional health measures.
Nikki Morris, who cuts hair and owns the Man Cave with locations in Mexico and Fulton, says there will be some guidelines that they will have to follow.
You'll have to call us. We'll then put you down for a time slot. We are only able to have 6 to 7 customers in here at a time. We have to take temperatures, so please bear with us when we try to figure out this new normal.
Morris and her employees say they will try to work some extra hours to help people get their hair cut again. Matt Pilger in Mexico, MissouriNet News.
Regulators, law enforcement, and the Attorney General have been trying to stop televangelist Jim Baker of Branson from promoting what he calls a cure for coronavirus. Now former Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is taking up Baker's legal defense, saying that stopping Baker from using and promoting the Silver Solution supplement to treat coronavirus infringes on his religious freedom. This is news on MissouriNet.